to myself, imagine an alcoholic admitting anything. But I made my admission just the same. The third step said, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Now they asked us to make a decision. We've got to turn the whole business over to some joker we can't even see. And this chokes the alcoholic. Here he is, powerless, unmanageable, in the grip of something bigger than he is, and he's got to turn the whole business over to someone else. It fills the alcoholic with rage. We are great people. We can handle anything. And so one gets to thinking to oneself, who is this God? Who is this fellow we are supposed to turn everything over to? What can he do for us that we can't do for ourselves? Well, I don't know who he is, but I've got my own idea. For myself, I have an absolute proof of the existence of God. I was sitting in my office one time after I had operated on a woman. It had been a long 4 or 5 hour operation, a large surgical procedure, and she was on her 9th or 10th post-operative day. She was doing fine. She was up and around, and that day her husband phoned me and said, Doctor, thanks very much for curing my wife. And I thanked him for his felicitations, and he hung up. And then I scratched my head and said to myself, what a fantastic thing for a man to say that I cured his wife. Here I am down at my office behind my desk, and there she is out at the hospital. I am not even there, and if I was there, the only thing I could do would be to give her moral support. And yet he thanks me for curing his wife. I thought to myself, what is curing that woman? Yes, I put in those stitches. The great boss